Love Letters by A. R. Gurney. I'm writing this letter because I'm scared if I called you up. I start crying right on the telephone. I'm really mad at you, Andy. Don't you know that when you're invited to a dinner before a dance, you're supposed to dance with the person giving it at least twice? That's why they give dinner parties, so people get danced with. I notice you dance with Ginny Waters, but you never dance with me once. I just think it's rude, that's all. Straighten up and fly right, Andy. How do you expect to get anywhere in life if you're rude to women? Nuts to you, Andy, and that goes double on Sunday.
I didn't dance with you because I got a stretch groin. If you don't know what that means, look it up. I was going to tell you in person, but I got embarrassed. I stretched it playing hockey last week. The only reason I dance with Ginny Waters is she takes tiny steps, but you always make me do those big spins. And we could have gotten into serious trouble. I tried it out at home with my mother first, and it hurt like hell. That's why I didn't dance with you. I'm using a heating pad now, and maybe we can dance next week at the junior assemblies.
I don't believe that hockey stuff. I think Ginny Waters stretched your groin. And next time you cut in, I'm going to stretch the other one.
You obviously don't know what a groin is.
You obviously don't know what a joke is. Guess what? I'm going to a psychiatrist now. My mother says it will do me a world of good. Don't tell anyone, though. It's supposed to be a big secret.
I have a question, and would you please write the answer by mail? Because sometimes when you call, my mother listens on the telephone, and when she doesn't, my little brother does. Here's the question. Do you talk about sex with the psychiatrist?
I talk about sex all the time. It's terribly expensive, but I think it's worth it.
If I went to a psychiatrist, I'd talk about you. Seriously, I would. I think about you quite often.
Sometimes I think you like me because I'm richer than you are. Sometimes I really have that feeling. I think you like the pool and the elevator in my grandmother's house, and Simpson in his butler's coat, coming in with ginger ale and cookies on a silver tray. I think you like all that stuff just as much as you like me.
All I know is my mother keeps saying you make a good match. She says if I ever married you, I be set up for life. But I think it's really just physical attraction. That's why I liked going into the elevator with you at your grandmother's that time. Want to try it again?